This is GQDN for January the 10th, 2023. It's Tuesday, everybody. And we are brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest, by Audible, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some game sales. What could Xbox be bringing up to sale? And some Final Fantasy 16 talk. But today, we start with a report from IGN. And this was done yesterday, last night as it were. And they are saying that Meta is now ending support for the original Quest headset. So, the company does plan to continue adding some software and security updates until 2024. But the Quest 1 owners will still be able to use their headsets and compatible apps, but they won't be able to join a party, and some of the things will be gone as well. And they will also be ending support for Population 1, their VR battle royal shooter. So could there be another Quest coming in? That would be the question. Same for Quest 2. That could be winding down as well. So we'll see what happens if there's a Quest 3 in some way, somehow. Now, we go to GameSpot.com, and Madden is removing any CPR celebration following Damar Hamlin's real-life emergency. So what we do know is Mr. Hamlin has been released by the hospital, and that is very well done. And by doing this, EA went and did its part with the Madden game and said that any celebrations that had CPR with them will be removed from the game. In fact, CBS Sports did get in touch with an EA Sports spokesperson that said, quote, EA Sports is taking steps to remove the celebration from Madden NFL 23 via an update in the coming days, end quote. Now we go to Kotaku. Change of pace a bit. Because one of the producers from Final Fantasy 16 says that, well, if you're going to wait for Final Fantasy 16, you might as well just get a PlayStation 5. So, here is what Genki_JPN did say on Twitter. Yoshi-P, on rumors of a Final Fantasy 16 PC version. Quote, nobody said a word about a PC version releasing. Why is it like a PC version is releasing 6 months later? Don't worry about that. Buy a PS5. Laps. Sorry, I went overboard. We did our best, so please look forward to it. LOL. Looking forward to it. Quote. LOL. Well, you know I got both. PC and PlayStation 5. But, you know what? There's something that's coming out on PlayStation and Nintendo Switch, and that is Signals. So what is Signals? Well, this will be a horror game, something you can get very scared about. And, well, be something. And it'll be coming out. It's one of the best games of 2022, but it'll be coming out for Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. Physical editions will be $30, and they're currently listed on Amazon, GameStop, Best Buy, Walmart, and Target. And, well, a Yuri Stern Signals, which would be Last Star Farer on Twitter, did say, quote, Signals will release as a physical edition in North America, EU, and Australia the end of February 2023. You can pre-order a local retailer now to get an exclusive lenticular memory bonus item. So what could that be? Only those that pre-ordered the game will know. But that comes with code. Just saying. Let's head out to sea, shall we? Because over at Eurogamer, they're saying that One Piece Odyssey, the demo is out for both Xbox and PlayStation. So the game comes out this week. So if you want to play with Luffy and friends, you can go check that out. Well, there's some seas games going on, so hey, why not? But anyway, this game will be out for Xbox X and S, PlayStation 4 and 5, and PC this Friday, the 13th. Boo. Could have been a scary game, but nah, it's okay. The playable characters will be Luffy, Zoro, Sunny, Usopp, and Nami. So, just to let you know. So, now we get to talk about some Xbox stuff. I'm breaking the sales up because, according to GameSpot, there's going to be a lot of games and accessories on sale, including Game Pass, which is down to just under $42. You can find that on Amazon. That's a 3-month membership. Series S to $250. Crash Bandicoot price cut in half to $30. And some more Bandicoot. Cyberpunk 2077 down to $20. The games like Deathloop, Forza Horizon, Gotham Knights, Grand Theft Auto, Halo, Kingdom Hearts 3, pre-owned at GameStop. It's at $8. Madden. Hey, we talked about Madden. It's on sale now, $35. Some other pre-owned stuff. Midnight Suns, $47. Very good game. I stream it. Along with some other excellent titles. Sonic Frontiers, Witcher 3, whole bunch of stuff. So go check them out, okay? Let's switch it over to movies, or maybe TV shows, because we know that, well, Wizards of the Coast is in a little bit of financial discourse, but they did say that Dungeons & Dragons could have an 8-episode show on Paramount Plus. So this is going to be done by Larian Studios, who made a Baldur's Gate 3 and stuff. And this could have, well, we don't know what the stars are, but this could be very interesting to see what goes on here. And really, what could be going on with Dungeons & Dragons? Could it be linked to the movie in some way? Well, I guess we'll all find out here soon. Paramount Plus soon. We'll see. Now, we got some more shopping stuff. For all you Nintendo people, the Japanese eShop releases in 9 days, January 19th. So we have what will be available on the 20th on Switch Retail, Fire Emblem Engage. And on the download for the 19th, A Space for the Unbound, Donut Dodo, Grace Counter GM, Minimal Move, Never Awake, Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4, Goldena, Rubber Bandits, Slide Stories, Nico's Journey, and Slimero. Hey, something for you. Japanese play. Or people that like to play Japanese games on their Switch. But we do end it with a different type of sales report. DualShockers did say that the video game sales in the UK were 90% to 10%. 90% downloads, 10% physical. And they did throw some numbers around, like EA sold a total of 2.39 million units in both physical and digital forms, and mostly like FIFA 23, but some of the console downloads were up 12.2%, and tablet game sales were up 3.2%. So could this be a trend going forward? We already know that answer. Come on now. You know it's all about video games. No matter how you play it, and no matter how you buy it, you know that. Because we do that on Group Quest, you know that. You know me as Joe Brums, and you know us all as Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. I still gotta get used to saying that. Because you need to go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Bye for now.